Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi,
Hi.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Honey with Local Splash.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, I was just calling because we see here that 'cause our team actually inquired about you sent us an email. And we wanted to check if there's anything that you need help with.
No, everything's good.
All good now.
Yeah.
Okay, so were you able, let's see, for the domain access. Oh, so the only pending item that we have for you is actually on, this is for your Facebook page, the grant us access. Have you checked the email that we sent you?
What email?
It is to grant us access to your Facebook page so we can run your ads campaign.
I don't have a Facebook page.
Oh, I see. Do you have a personal Facebook
I do not.
account? Okay. Thank you for letting me know. Would you be able to go ahead and create one? Would there be anybody who could help you?
I mean, I can create one. I've had one in the past. I'm not a big fan of Facebook. So I wasn't really sure that I want to put my company's information on Facebook.
I see, I understand that. Now you actually have Facebook ads campaign as part of your subscription, and this is actually a good way for us to advertise you and gain you more customers. So yes, I would suggest to trying it out so that you see the benefit of it, and then you would see how it would actually work. And then after that, you can go ahead and let us know your feedback. If you feel like it's not working for you, definitely we can help you out. So for now, we suggest that you create your own page. First, you have to create your own personal account, and then from there you can create the business page, because we wanted to make sure that you have full ownership of the account. So if ever, let's say you will be canceling, you will have the full access to your Facebook page if you're the one who created it. Now, don't worry, I will be sending you an email with the instructions on how you can create your own personal account and then create the page and then add as admin.
Okay.
So you can
Okay.
review it. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, if ever you get any questions or you get stuck along with the process, please do not hesitate to call us here, okay?
Okay, I do have a question.
Sure.
On my website, you all put the pieces together for that. I own the domain, or I've, paid for the domain. What happens in the event that I don't continue to stay with you all? Do I lose access to that?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
Did you
dear, I
hear
can
me?
hear you again. Yes, I can hear you now.
So I asked about the website because I purchased the domain and you all helped put my web page together. In the event down the road that I do not stay with you all, what happens to that website?
Okay, let me go ahead and check that one for you. Okay, so Elizabeth, the domain that we have provided for you is still owned by us. So we didn't charge you for the domain to purchase it. We actually allowed you to go ahead and use it for free while you are with us. So for example, let's just say you decide to go ahead and cancel. You have actually different options. One is that we can continue hosting the website, which means we'll go ahead and still host it for you. We go ahead and manage it. And there's just a monthly lower monthly subscription for that one. So that's going to be like $49 monthly. Or you will be buying the domain and then you will have another company to host it for you. So to buy the domain, it's going to cost you $99 to be exact.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that answers my question. So I wondered how come I had to go with a a company where I had to purchase, I guess, the domain from, like, GoDaddy or whatever.
With us, it is actually free. As long as you're with us, we are doing the campaign for you. You are free to use the domain, and we manage it for you with along with the website.
Okay, well, they sent me an email and told me that I had to purchase one and gave me a couple suggestions of a company to use, which I did. I used GoDaddy.
Did it come from LocalSplash? Maybe it's from a different company.
No, it came from LocalSplash because once they said that I got my GoDaddy account set up, then just send them, actually they said to call them and give them administrative rights, but I did it. I was able to find it on GoDaddy's website and was able to do that, and then they would get my website up and going. So why did I have to do that if it's through you all?
I think that's actually not the how we process it. I'm not very sure. If you could go ahead and forward the email to our support email so we can go ahead and review it. But definitely on your account, we actually provided the domain for you. It's absolutely free. We didn't ask, we did not charge you for it, and you're free to use the domain. And we don't actually ask our clients to find a domain. That is
well, they told me to, and they told me they couldn't get my website up and going until I purchased one.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, if you could kindly resend the email, forward the email so we can review it, just to confirm if it's really from LocalSplash. Because that's not, to be honest, that's not how we actually process it. We don't ask our clients to buy the domain so that they can use the website. No, we provide the domain.
Well, they asked me to purchase it, and it's coming from all the other emails that I get from you all. But I'll find it and forward it to
Okay, yes, so then we can go ahead and review it, okay? Then I'll have our team check. It's definitely not the process. We would never ask our clients to buy their own domain so that we can give the website.
That's why I asked you that question about if I'm that, because I paid for that domain with somebody else. And you all asked for administrative rights to it so that you could put my website on there. So I was like, well, so who owns it?
So that means you actually have a different domain that you purchased. That is strange. Because the one that I see here on your account is the one where it says Inside Out Home Repair LLC. That's the domain that we provided to you.
Yes.
And that's the domain you bought from GoDaddy?
They told me to take that and username and go to GoDaddy or go to somewhere and set it up. They gave me a list of different ones I could choose.
Okay, let me go ahead and check here. Okay. Let me just kind of review your account, okay? There could be like a misunderstanding on on this on your account. So Daddy, okay, let's see. Okay, I see here that you actually sent a credential to your GoDaddy account.
Yeah, because they told me to.
Yes, could you, would you be able to provide us at, or forward us the email where it says we are asking you to create, to buy your own domain?
Yes, I definitely will.
Okay, yes, please. Thank you so much. Please send that over because I will have our team review it because we don't really ask our clients to, it only, we only ask credentials of their domain if the client says that we already have a domain and then they want us to use your own domain. So that is the only time we ask access to the domain so that we can apply the website. But if the client says he or she doesn't have a domain, we provide it to them,
That's what I thought they said, but then I got the email that asked them to do it. So I was like, okay, well, I just need to do this. So I did it immediately.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Yes, if you could forward the email. The one that is requesting you to create or buy a domain, please forward it and I'll have our team with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll keep an eye on your email, Elizabeth, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.